Got Taylor. An old baseball field turned into a football stadium. And traditionally, when you go look at their board down there, region champs 12, 13, 14, not a region championship since then, but they sure have played some teams very, very strong and been contenders in their region.
Yeah, played for the state title not too long ago, I believe, didn't they? They mm-hmm. were in the Final Four for sure. I do remember that. Ware County, he's got a good ball club. They got a coach that knows how to win. He's won at Lamar County. He's won at Tucker. I mean, he knows what he's doing. Don't let this record fool you. We talked about it in the pregame. The record is not reflective of the Ware County team that's about to be on display tonight.
And they're a good football team. They are strong, and they play hard, and they traditionally play us extremely well.
I do have to give you, Bill gave a disclaimer as well. The scoreboard's in an awkward position for us tonight. We're going to do our very best to give you the time. They're angled in a kind of different direction. There's also light poles that are kind of our way, but we're going to do our best to give you the score and the time as much as possible tonight.
Another perk of being on the field, guys. I got a great view of both of them. You just let me know. I'll be glad to share it to you.
Oh, that's Marty Rogers with Equipment Parts Supply Sideline Update. Marty, we thank you for that, buddy, because we'll be coming to you a lot down on the field tonight. Our referee back deep, standing at the goal line waiting for the Gators as they start back. Tyson Shaw to kick off.
Get 21 on the near side,
yep,
Wes.
Got 21 on my side, and on the far side is number 6, and that would be Dream Gainer and Romello Jenkins.
What a good name, Dream Gainer.
I like that. Jeez. Dream Gainer.
See if he can gain any yards here on this kick return.
Tyson waiting on the referee's whistle. There it is. And we are set to get this non-region contest underway. As Tyson approaches the football, it's a squib kick, hits. Gainer lets it go by him, into the end zone for a touchback, and the Gators will take over first and 10 from their 20-yard line.
Yeah, net result's going to be the same thing. It wasn't the prettiest kick that we've seen out of Tyson. Kind of a line drive, really that stinger shot you like in golf. One hops into the end zone. That's where the Ware County Gators are going to take over first and 10 ball on their own 20-yard line.
Our defense should start out in a three-man front. And they do. Here come the Ware County Gators. They send two receivers to the far side, single receiver near side. Quarterback got a running back to his left. And here's the first play of the ball game. Rolls right, looks, those downfield, and incomplete pass.
Yeah, first play of the game. We traditionally would go, you think in a wing T format. They come out in a trip spread, going to spread us out here on the first possession for the Ware County Gators. Incomplete pass, second down and 10.
Second and 10 from the 20, just underway here in the first quarter. No score. It's the first possession for the Gators. Again, they split their receivers. Now they bring another one in. But now they've got trips to the far side, single receiver near side. We're showing blitz. We back out of it. Quarterback calling for the ball. Gives it to, no, he keeps it. Little read option, and up the field he goes. Across the 30, the 35, the 40, across the 50 into Ware County, out of Ware County territory, into Viking territory, and we push him out of bounds.
We were showing the blitz off the far side. We brought it. The problem was they were running to the near side with the read option. Pulled it, going to get a big gain on the play deep into Lowndes territory. We'll get you that 46 yards on the carry for the Ware County Gators. Quarterback kept it right there.
That's O'Hara with the scamper. They change out running backs. 11:42 to go here. First quarter, no score. All the way down to our 34-yard line. O'Hara in the shotgun, trips to the far side, empty backfield. Vikings look like a four-man front. They stack those three receivers. Now they send it back over to the far side. O'Hara again wants to carry across the right side, gets hit. Tyson Shaw hits him. As it gets back to the 34, he may give him a yard on that carry.
One of our traditions, or excuse me, our Deloach Body Works impact player on the play right there steps up, makes a big tackle. Still got a positive gain on the play. They're going to call it 2 yards on the pickup there. Second and 8 for the Ware County Gators.
Brosh checks out. Number 32 checks back in. That's Bradley. O'Hara, the Gator quarterback. With trips to our side of the field now. looks, throws out in the flats, and the ball is in, hits on the ground, just a bouncer, incomplete.
Yeah, trying to hit the curl route there here in the flats, Wes. Just really underthrew it, kind of alligator arms, no pun intended there over here in Waycross. wasn't able to come up with a play because it bounced it to him.
It'll be third and eight. The ball from, let's see where they're going to set it down at. They had it at the 30. They're going to back it back now to about the 32-yard line. Trips to the near side. Bradley to the left of O'Hare for the Gators. We show blitz. Again, we back out. He drops back. O'Hare looking under pressure. Little screen pass. No good. It was batted down at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, Walker Schwab getting penetration there on the far side, really making the pass happen when it didn't want it to happen. I think we might have tipped it, too, at the line of scrimmage, Wes. Going to bring up fourth down. I think it might, you know, I haven't seen their field goal kicker, but it might be in one of those no man's lands where you got to go for it because it's too far. Ball's placed down at the 32.
It'll be fourth and eight with 10:40 to go here in the first quarter. No score. First possession for the Gators. 11 seconds, 10 seconds on the play clock. And now they change out to their punt team. And that's number 91 coming in to punt. That's Victor Steedley. Steedley standing at the 45. High kick. Drossier, he just looks at it, and the Gators catch it at the 10-yard line.
Yeah, they were really trying to delay as much as possible. Ware County ran right onto the field, just really trying to do that that drop kick there where you get some backspin on it. The problem was it didn't even hit the ground. Ware County Gators just went down and caught it. 10:33 to go is where Lowndes is going to take over first and 10, ball on their own 10-yard line.
Michael Barrett leads the Vikings out on the field. He brings Travis Tisdale with him. Getty Brown. Devon Cow to the near side. Send a single receiver to the far side. We're back first and 10 from our 10-yard line. First possession for our Vikings here in the swamp. We put Tisdale in motion to the far side of the field. They show blitz. They back out of it. Looking. Lobs it downfield. Catch. Is it a catch? Looking to see, yes, that's a catch all the way out to the 44-yard line. That was Travis Tisdale on the catch.
We put Tisdale in motion to the home side to get the space we needed. You want that linebacker following him out there because you know he can beat him deep. Michael Barrett threw a beautiful pass, 34 yards on the pigeon catch. We're out of the red zone, back into middle of the field here, Wes.
First and 10, Vikings all the way out to our 44-yard line. Gators in a five-man front. They walk a linebacker up on the line. Now they've stacked it. They've got seven guys up in the line of scrimmage. We get hit at the line, and we get back to the line. I don't know if we even got back to the line of scrimmage. Let's see where they mark it down at.
They're going to call it just a little bit of a gain there. Travis Tisdale running power football right up the gut. They're going to give him 1 yard on the play. Second down and 9 for the Vikings.
Second and 9 from the 45. We have 10:03 to go here. First quarter, no score. Two receivers near side. Two receivers far side. Gators, five-man front. Got a man in motion this way. They throw it out to Tisdale. Tisdale looking for a block. He gets hit, and he'll pick up positive yardage out to the 48, giving 3 yards on the carry. It'll be should be third and about 5 from there.
Stacked the receivers to the near side of us. Ran Gary out in motion. We just threw it out in the flats, begging for a block. Tisdale could have broke it loose right there. It's going to be a long third down for the Vikings.
All the way out to the 48-yard line. We've got to get down to the 46 of the Gators. Miko Washington to the near side. He's got Getty Brown in the slot, and we move.
Yeah, right.
Our right tackle move.
Right tackle, Derek Esquivel, got a little excited right there on the play. Going to back us up 5 yards. Probably changes the play call here. Let's see what the Vikings do here on third and even longer.
Mark off 5. And that'll make it third and 11 back at the 43-yard line. Vikings going from left to right on your radio dial towards that west end zone. Gators, three-man front, now 5. Two receivers far side, single receiver near side. There they come. Michael Barrett looks those out in the flats. Oh, in and out of the hands of number 13, Devon Kyle, at the 50, and we'll have to punt on our first possession.
Tavon Kyle saw that Michael was rolling out. He came back to him, which is what you want, but Tavon Kyle tried to turn and run upfield, which he's so good at doing before he caught the ball. It's going to be an incomplete pass. The Vikings are going to be forced to punt.
Yeah, guys, I was going to say, too, it looked like he let the ball get inside to him, hit him in the chest, bounce out, and we're going to have to punt now.
And that's A.C. Polk back deep to receive for the Gators. Tyson Shaw standing at our 30-yard line. They come. He gets it away. Nice kick. Hits at the 20. Bounces across the 15, the 10. And we're just going to let it roll dead somewhere around the 8-yard line.
Absolutely what you wanted out of a punter there. Get it to hit and bounce forward. Decided not to call a fair catch there by the Gators, and they paid the price a little bit for it because they gained about, Vikings did gain about 10 yards on the roll, maybe 15. We'll see where they set it down.
8:42 to go first quarter, no score. Second possession for the Gators here at Ware County Stadium. They call this the Swamp. O'Hare, the quarterback for the Gators, brings two receivers near side, takes a single receiver to their side of the field. Bradley in the backfield. Our Vikings, three-man front. Waiting for the snap, low to give it to Bradley. He gets hit just as soon as they hand him the ball. He gets hit, and they're going to say back at the four-yard line.
Yeah, running the read option there. They decided to give it to the running back this time. We were right there, number 54, on the tackle for the Vikings. That is Dekoff, and he loses 3 yards on the play. Going to be second down and 13.
Gators right to left on your radio dial. They bring three receivers to our side, single receiver to their side of the field. We're showing man coverage. Now blitz. O'Hare, there we come on the blitz. He's back in the end zone, throws out in the flats, and passes incomplete out here at the 15-yard line. Good coverage by our Vikings.
Intended receiver was Paul for the Ware County Gators. Josh Brown in on the coverage for the Vikings. That sophomore DB that Coach Mack says shows no fear, doing a good job there, making a breakup there. We're putting a lot of pressure on him. He had to throw that one out of the end zone, Wes.
He did. Third and 13 for the Gators. 8:02 to go here in the first quarter. No score. O'Hare for the Gator quarterback standing in the end zone. We've got four men, five men up on the line. Now we back out for a three-man front. O'Hare tries to keep the ball. He's around the left side. He's across the five. He'll get out to the, not quite to the 10-yard line.
Getting just back to the original line of scrimmage, trying to get a little breathing room for the punt. They're going to pick up positive yards there. It's going to be fourth down, and Gators are going to be forced to punt out of their own end zone.
Observation, guys, as we saw the O'Hare running towards us, did you lose him? He is a short 5'8", 5'9". He gets behind that line. He's hard to find.
Reminds us a lot of Corey Franklin back when he was a quarterback. Steedley to punt out of the end zone. He gets it away. Devon Kyle makes a catch at the 40 and immediately goes down. A good Gator gunner back on defense and just made a open field tackle at the 41-yard line of the Gators.
Tavon Kyle choosing there not to call a fair catch because he wanted to try to get something up front there. Splitting those guys, gunning down the field. Wasn't able to do it. Vikings still have great field position for their second possession.
Guys, that's how important the punter is. Look at, we had, of course, the play there with Travis Tisdale, but Tyson Shaw gets a big kick, rolls it down inside their 10, and look at the field position swap. Now we start on their side of the 50.
Well, Marty, thank you for that equipment, parts, supply, sideline update. Michael Barrett in the shotgun. First and 10 for our Vikings at the Gator 41. J.D. Lee in the backfield. Gives it to J.D. J.D. over the left. Nope! Michael Barrett keeps it on that read option. Fooled me completely. And he'll get about a yard as he crosses the 40, just inside the 40, not quite to the 39.
Yeah, Barrett was trying to find a little opening there on the read option. Foot got a little loose there. Slipped on the play right as the tackle was being made. First time for us during the regular season on natural grass. Let's keep an eye on that.
6:50 to go here in the first quarter. No score. Second possession for our Vikings. Left to right on your radio dial. Twins left, twins right. Empty backfield for Barrett. Calls for the ball. There comes the blitz. He steps up in the pocket. Looks downfield. Devon Kyle wide open. Makes the catch into the end zone. Touchdown, Vikings.
All he did was run a skinny post right there. He beat his receiver, beat his DB to the inside. Michael Barrett threw a beautiful ball. Vikings good on the board first. 6 minutes and 36 seconds to go in the first quarter. Great route, great pass, great protection by the Viking offense.
and my impact player of the game, Tavon Kyle.
Third week in a row, Marty brings his crystal ball with his impact players. Tavon Kyle doing a good job there.
And Vikings on to attempt the extra point. Chad Pump, Palmer Henderson, the long snapper. Joe Allman to hold. Ashton Musgrove for the extra point. Waiting on the snap. Ball's down, kicks up. It's good. We'll take a 30-second break back after this.
And welcome back inside the CBC Bank press box with 6:36 left in the first quarter. Our Vikings take the lead 7-0 as the Vikings prepare to kick off. We'll send it back over to Wes James and Taylor Biddle.
And Taylor, I tell you, it was as Marty pointed out during the break, that Tavon put a double move on that DB and just, I mean, because they were, 10 yards
behind. He did. You're trying to get your hips and the shoulders of the DB turned the wrong way. And how he did it, he was running the corner, stuck his right leg in, decided to run the post on the double move, and that got the DB really discombobulated, got him wide open for the big touchdown of the Vikings.
Tyson Harris set to kick off. The defensive back's back. I mean, the kick returner's back. Gainer. Nice. High, high kick goes into the end zone for a touchback. Let's go to Chuck Lawrence with the Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
All right, Wes, that drive was two plays, went 41 yards. Michael Barrett threw a 39-yard pass to Tavon Kyle for a Viking touchdown. Musgrove kicked the PAT to make it 7-0 Vikings with 6:36 left in the first quarter.
If you hear the crowd roar right there just a little bit, that's because Tyson Shaw just kicked it through the uprights. He just made a field goal from the 40-yard line.
And when we got some time, let me tell you something that could happen in a football game. And Tyson Shaw would play a big, big role in it if it ever happened. Here comes O'Hare for the Vikings.
Free kick.
I mean that free kick for the Gators. They bring a man in motion toward their side of the field. Jet sweep, give it to him around the right side. He's by one man, two, that turns upfield. He's across the 30, all the way out to the 33-yard line.
Yeah, running the jet sweep. Anytime you got speed like that on the perimeter, they can get it out there wide and get it hard, and they get a big pickup on the play. Terrell Belcher in on the tackle for the Vikings. Kind of saved the touchdown tackle right there. Big pickup on the play for the Gators, 14 yards is what they're calling it.
And all the way out to the 34-yard line, ball on the far side of the field. O'Hare calls for the ball for the Gators. Looks, throws out, and incomplete pass out at the 40. And I'll tell you what, we're getting closer and closer to picking that one off.
Yeah, good coverage in there by the Viking secondary. Still had plenty of time to throw the ball. I'd like to see us get a little bit more pressure up there on that pass. Really just throwing out in the flats on a little out route. We were able to jump it and break it up.
O'Hare for the Gators. Second and 10 from the 34. Puts a man in motion towards us. Takes a snap, starts to come this way. He's around the left side, got blocking. He's across the 40, the 45, the 50, into Viking territory, down to the 47-yard line.
Quarterback draw the whole time. Two lead blockers. He had one guy pulling. He also had his big left tackle out there getting him some blocks. Just at the six-minute mark in the first quarter, they're already into Viking territory.
Vikings leading 7-0. The first and 10, a second time they've been inside Viking territory tonight. First and 10 from the 47-yard line. 19-yard run for O'Hare. O'Hare with two backs in the backfield. There's a snap. Rolls right. This time looking. Pitches out to the trailing back. Number 6 around the right side. He's got blockers as he gets out into space. That is Gainer. Dream Gainer. And Gainer's going to be close to a first down on the far side of the field.
The option the whole way. Quarterback running off to his right. Running back right there with him. Defensive end took the quarterback. He pitched it out. Able to get 7 on the play. Going to bring up second and short.
All the way down to our 39-yard line. Second and a long 2, a short 3 from there. Vikings in a 3-man front. O'Hare in the shotgun. He comes to our side of the field. Stops, throws out. And pass intended for number 7. And number 5, that is Josh Brown. Josh almost had him 6.
Yeah, last week he was able to get a big pickoff there for Brown. That's the second time we've gotten really close to picking something off tonight. We're going to have to keep an eye on that.
Gators bring 3 players in. We've got 5:14 to go here first quarter. Vikings leading 7-0. It is 3rd and 2 at our own 39-yard line. Ball on the far side of the field. O'Hare for the Gators. Splits his receivers. Now he's got twins to the far side. Single receiver near side, and the official calls timeout. We'll take a 30-second break back after this.
And welcome back inside the CBC Bank press box. We are live from Ware County. Our Vikings lead 7-0 with 5:14 left in the first quarter after a Ware County timeout. Let's go back to our play-by-play with Wes James and Taylor Biddle.
Taylor? Wes, the Gators are working on a five-play, 41-yard drive here. They've got it into Viking territory. Ball set down at the 39. Huge third down play tonight. We got to win the third down tonight. We're going to have success.
You're right about that. Let's see what the coaches have dialed up. Gator, single receiver far side, two running backs in the backfield with O'Hare, their quarterback. They have done a good job on the ground so far. Three-man front for our Vikings, two linebackers up tight. Ball low, he keeps it, he starts left, he's got the first down as he gets over the left side across the 40, down to the 37-yard line.
Yeah, it's going to be real close. They do. Whitehead does signal a first down. Snap was low. I thought that might give us time to get in there and get some penetration, disrupt the play, but it is enough for a first down. O'Hare taking the keeper, falling forward for a first down.
Right now, hats off to the Ware County offensive line. They are playing lights out. Gators. Again, two trips to the far side, single receiver near side. O'Hare keeps it back in the backfield with him. We show a sick man front. Now we back out. They turn, they throw out in the flats, and they try a little bubble screen out there. No good. We throw him down at the 35, maybe give him a yard. Should be second and 9 from the 35.
Tymier Moore saw what was going on up front, came up and make the big open field tackle. 5'8", 180-pound senior. He's a big leader on the field for us. Great open field tackle for that young man.
4:35 to go here in the first quarter. Vikings leading 7-0. Two backs are running out of the pistol. Two receivers to the near side, single receiver far side. We show blitz off the left side. They run to the right. Around the corner they go. Man's open down. He's tiptoeing down the sidelines. He's across the 30, the 25, the 20. We run him out of bounds. Somewhere around the 18-yard line.
Running off that right side there. Got a block out there in the opening, which was able to spring it. Number 32 for the Gators, Zion Slack, 6 foot, 194-pound senior running back, able to get the edge against the Vikings.
First and 10, Ware County Gators at our 18-yard line. Gators, again, trips to their side of the field, single receiver, our side. Now to bring a man in motion on the jet sweep. Give it to him around the left side. They get a great block out on the corner. He's down inside the 10. First and goal, Ware County Gators at the 3-yard line.
Yeah, run the jet sweep to this side. Tyson Shaw set the edge. He just split back of the inside, able to get big yards on that play. It's going to be first and goal for the Ware County Gators.
Ball on the near hash mark. Gators right to left on your radio dial.
14 yards on that last play there. Jet sweep doing some damage to the Viking defense.
Inside 4 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Empty backfield for the Gators. Our defense shifting around. O'Hare for the Gators calls for the balls. Takes it straight up the middle. Runs behind that big offensive line. And the official says he's short.
Yeah, bringing a double tight end set. He just ran off the left side trying to get penetration. Line judge does call it short of the goal line. Second and goal for the Gators.
Gators seemingly running at will right now. 3:26 to go here, first quarter, no score. But the Gators trying to tie it up, second and goal. O'Hare under center, and they will not get that. He went under center, and a great push by our defensive line. Now for third and goal.
No, sir. I don't like it. Don't bring it into my house is what they said. Defensive line showing poise right there. Getting low. Whoever wins the bottom in the trenches wins it on goal line.
You hear this crowd coming to their feet. Over 500 strong made the trip over. They go back to the shotgun. Send trips to the far side. O'Hare calls for the ball again. Goes over the left side and he will not get in. It will be fourth and goal.
Yeah, we were able to make initial contact about 1 yard deep. He laid on the ground, his knee was down, and then reached the ball out. It did get across the goal line, but line judge says not before his knee was down. Huge fourth down, three consecutive stops down in the trenches for the Viking defense.
Come on, you mighty Vikings, swing those battle axes. Stop them right here. They're bringing the big back in now.
Two tight end set. Crowd really coming alive with.
Yep. And what do we got?
Play clock down.
Six, five, four, three. He goes to the right side looking for a hole into the end zone. We had him, and he just got flipped by our guy to the inside. Touchdown, Gators.
Kadeem Bergman had him about 4 yards behind the line of scrimmage. Couldn't make the open field tackle. Made that guy miss. Able to dive into the end zone. Ware County gets on the board with their first points of the game.
On to Gators on to attempt their extra point. That's number 93, Robert Jacobs. Jacobs waiting on the snap. It's down. Kick is up and no good. It's no good. 30-second break. We'll be back after this.
And welcome back inside the CBC Bank press box. It is now 7-6, our Vikings leading. 1:48 left in the first quarter. Now back over to Wes James and Taylor Biddle as the Ware County Gators get ready to kick off.
And, of course, our Vikings won the toss, elected to defer to the second half. We send Travis Tisdale back. We send Drossier, Tiberius Drossier, also back.
That's a utility for us.
I'm going to tell you what, that young man continues to impress week after week after week.
Only a 5'10", 165-pound sophomore. He's so shifty. He can play pretty much anywhere on the field. Kick returns is probably his strength thus far this season. Running the ball. He said at the coach's show that he loves to run the ball. Here's his opportunity tonight.
Well, I tell you what, seen him run over a safety last week and just dropped a shoulder and run over him. He may be 165, but he plays like he's 210. 91, Victor Steedley set to kick off for the Gators. Nice high kick, and it'll sail out of bounds. And let's go over to Chuck Lawrence with a Page Heating and Air drive recap.
All right, Wes, that drive was 13 plays. It went 80 yards. Jeremiah O'Hare rushed 1 yard for a Gator touchdown. The PAT was no good to make it 7-6 Vikings with 48 seconds left in the first quarter.
1:48.
Guys, we're going to make them re-kick here. We're going to back them up 5 and make them kick it again.
Yeah, that light pole gets in the way, man. There's a light pole just in the way of our view both sides. But they are going to make them re-kick it. Marty just mentioned it.
Thank you.
Back them up, make them re-kick it.
Marty, thank you for that equipment parts supply sideline update. We could have taken it at the 35. Instead, coach says, nope, we're going back up 5 yards and make you re-kick that ball to us. Victor Steedley sets the tee down.
Back him up. Yeah, he was starting to set it down to 40, but Fisher forgot. We got a 5-yard penalty on that.
Set it back to the 35. And now he's going to put it on the far, nope. He walks to the far, okay. Their kickoff man walks to the far hash mark, and I don't know how many steps he takes, but he comes over. Now he's going to set the ball down on the tee, and they'll spread it out again.
Kicking into the wind here, Wes, too. That might have had something to do with that last kickoff.
And there's a referee's whistle. And now he kicks it down the middle of the field, And it's Tisdale with the carry right up the middle, and he gets hit at the 31-yard line.
Tisdale got that around the 15-yard line. We do net a little bit lost there on the play after the penalty. We gained a little bit.
We could have had it first and 10 at the 35.
Oh, yeah.
It is
it's
first
right.
and 10 at the right. at the 31, and it was worth a shot. It was worth a shot with Drossier or Tisdale back there because either one of those could have broke it.
There's no chance of returning it if you take the penalty. We had a chance to return it there. Vikings going to take over first and 10. Ball set down on the 31-yard line.
Vikings leading 7-6 with a minute 41 to go here in the first quarter. First and 10 from our own 31. Michael Barrett looks at that Gator defense. He calls for the ball. Quarter and that read option, he keeps it around the right side, cuts back inside, still on his feet as he crosses a 35 up to the 36. Give him 4 yards on the carry. It'll be second and 6 from our 35-yard line.
Michael showing really good patience there, letting his block set up before he ran to the line of scrimmage. Quarterback draw the whole time off the right side there. Good pickup there on first down. Going to bring up second.
He's got J.D. Lee in the backfield with him. Marcus Gary as the up back. Gators, almost a 6-man front. Put J.D. Lee in motion toward the Vistra side of the field. Linebacker sliding out. There's whistle, and what do we have? What do we have? Don't see what the officials illegal procedure. I didn't see our Vikings move, but maybe they saw something in there that we didn't. So back it up now to the 30-yard line. It'll make it second and 11 with a minute 3 to go here in the first quarter. Vikings leading 7-6.
Guys, he said we hitched the snap, so we kind of did a little hitch with it and illegal snap there.
Marty, thank you for that equipment part supply sideline update. Looks like the same play right here. We move J.D. Lee out into the slot. Michael Barrett keeps it right up the middle, and he'll get out to the, about the 33-yard line.
Running off that left side there, Michael Barrett, quarterback draw, getting some block up front. Going to bring up third and eight for the Vikings.
Inside 30 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Vikings working on the near hash mark, going from left to right on your radio dial toward that west end zone. And we'll have to run one play. That's about 4 seconds difference between the game clock and the play clock. We send trips to the far side. Single receiver near side. Five for the Gators. Now they're showing blitz off the corner. And there's another whistle. And we got timeout Vikings with that. We'll take a 30-second break. We'll be right back after this.
And welcome back inside the CBC Bank press box as we are nearing the very end of the first quarter. 7 seconds left. Vikings leading 7-6. It is third down and eight for our Vikings. Now back over to Wes James and Taylor Biddle.
And Taylor, they will start the play clock, but the game clock will not start until the snap because of the timeout. Trips to the near side. Single receiver far side. Now we send Devon Kyle to the far side for twins. Barrett rolls left. Look, stops. Lobs it out to Devon Kyle. Underneath makes the catch. He's into Gator territory all the way down to the 45-yard line.
Yeah, we brought Tavon Kyle in motion trying to get the DB kind of off balance there, and he ran an out is all he did. 10 yards, big pickup on the play. Good yards after catch. Tavon Kyle's so good about that. We'll get you the yardage on that reception here in 1 second. 22 yards is what they're calling it.
That's the end of the first quarter. We'll take a 60-second break. Back after this.
Well, guys, I don't know if we actually went to break. I didn't hear the return back in our headset, so we're going to keep it right here through the break here of the first and second quarter. As our Vikings lead 7-6, I tell you what, the Ware County Gators defensively, we've been able to expose that. But offensively against our defense, boy, a 13-play drive, they were able to work it down the field, almost able to stop it on a 4th-and-1. But nonetheless, this Ware County offense is a dangerous offense. With that sweep on the outside, we're going to have to work almost like an option.
Yeah, Vikings defense is getting tested thus far tonight. 5-play drive, 48 yards. Then there was a 3-play, 3-yard drive. And then that touchdown drive there, 13-play, 80 yards. Viking offense on the field now with a new fresh set of downs.
All right, now back to Wes James for the second quarter.
Vikings now going from right to left on your radio dial toward that east end zone. Tisdale in the backfield with Barrett. Barrett gives it to Tisdale right up the middle, and Travis just takes it right into the teeth of that Gator defense for 2 yards.
Yeah, giving the power right there to Travis Tisdale off the right side. Usually his specialty is that outside, but Travis shows that he can run it right up the middle as well. Going to be a pickup of 3 on the play. Maybe a long 2.
That's what I call
second,
it.
Second and 8.
Second and 8 from the 43-yard, from the Gator 43-yard line. 2 receivers far side, 2 near side. Michael Barrett empty backfield. Again, Gator 6-man front. He drops straight back looking. Throws across the middle. Got a man wide open. Tisdale makes the catch. He'll turn into the end zone. Touchdown Vikings.
Tisdale showed his athletic ability. We just dumped it right over the linebacker's head. The ball was thrown to the wrong shoulder. So Travis turns his back, makes the reception. He's off to the races. Shows us a little bit of Tisdale time.
A little Tisdale. Like PBT time from the old days, huh?
Tisdale time, baby.
Palmer Henderson on to attempt the extra point. Joe Almond to hold. And will we swing the gate? Yes, we do. Here comes Musgrove over to attempt the extra point. Waiting on Palmer's snap. Musgrove lines it up. And there's a whistle. And what do we got?
Offsides.
Let's see what he's calling. Yep. Encroachment on the defense. Half the distance. We're still going to kick it.
Move it a little bit closer. Going to kick the field goal.
Musgrove to attempt the extra point. He steps up and moves that tee back just a little bit. There's a snap. Ball's down. Kicks up. It's good. We'll take a 30-second break back after this.
No good.
No
we'll
good.
Back
no good.
This.
And welcome back inside the CBC Bank press box as our Vikings get a great touchdown. But the missed extra point makes the score 13-6 here in the second quarter with 11 minutes, 18 seconds left, as we'll send it now over to Wes James and Taylor Biddle.
I got a little excited. I thought he never misses.
Yeah, from that angle, it looked like it was good, but the official was right there. We took the penalty. Kind of gets the timing off a little bit, the distance that you're used to. We took the penalty, moved the ball up, and missed the extra point. Hopefully that doesn't come back to bite us.
Back deep is Gaynor. And Jenkins, nice high kick into the end zone. And for a touchback, let's go to Chuck Lawrence for the Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
All right, Wes, that drive was five plays, went 69 yards. Michael Barrett threw a 43-yard pass to Travis Tisdale for a Viking touchdown. The PAT was no good to make it 13-6 Vikings with 11:18 left in the second quarter.
It's hard to see, man. I'm telling you, the scoreboards are hard to see.
And that's Chuck Lawrence. Thank you for that Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
Guys, big credit there to Tyson Shaw. That kick is into the wind. You notice the teeth of the wind there. He kicked it in the end zone for a touchback. His last kick with the wind behind his back went through the uprights on the kickoff. So good job there by Tyson Shaw.
All righty, here come the Ware County Gators, first and 10 from their 20-yard line. Left to right on your radio dial in those green jerseys. O'Hare, he comes left. He's looking for pitches out in the flash. Goes to cut back, and they'll lose yardage this time. We played that option almost perfectly.
Yeah, they bit us really big right there on the option in the last drive. We saw it, read it the whole time. We had enough people out there in space to make the tackle. Made him pitch it early. That's key. If he can pitch it early, you get penetration up there. Going to be second and 11.
Back at the 19-yard line. Ball on the near hash mark. That's over here in front of Taylor, Bill, and I. Our Vikings, three-man front. Tyson Shaw walks up on the line he's a linebacker, but he walks up on the line. We're showing maybe blitz up the middle, filling that gap. Gators send three to the far side, single receiver near side. O'Hare, low snap, drops straight back, looking, throws out, and the flats catch made over at the 20, and he's hit immediately, and he's run out of bounds, they say, at the 22, 23-yard line. So it'll be third and either 8 or third and 7 from there. It'll be third and 7 as it's back at the 23-yard line.
Throwing it out there in the flats, trying to make a guy miss and get into our second level there. Good job, open field tackle by the Vikings secondary.
Ball moves to the far side of the field. 10:28 to go here in the half. Vikings leading 13-6. Gators bring trips to the near side. They send that single receiver to the far side. Again, we show blitz off the corner. Quarterback read. And that option, the ball's on me. No, I thought the ball was on the ground. It was his helmet that came off and started rolling. I thought it was the ball at first, but they will lose all the way back to the 18-yard line.
Yeah, big, big loss on the play. The helmet went flying almost to the sideline of the Gators, and that's what it did look like, the ball, Wes. Great job there making the tackle. He just got down, big fourth down here for the Gators.
Guys, that was another impact player there, Deloach Body Works impact player, Gary Osby in on defense, making the big sack. Great job there by the young sophomore for the Vikings defense.
Thank you, Marty, for that equipment, parts, supply, sideline update. Fourth and 12, we send Tavon Kyle and Drossier back deep. Drossier on our side of the field. Tavon Kyle to the far side. Steedley to punt for the Gators. High, high punt. He dropped it. It's on the ground. He's got to pick it up. Now he kicks it. He gets it away. Signal fair catch. Tavon Kyle makes a fair catch back at our 43-yard line, but I'm going to tell you what.
Yeah.
Great, great athleticism, great concentration by the Gator punter.
Snap was high. We were bringing some pressure. The snap really kind of messed us up on our run in there to block it. He just stepped up beyond the snap. I thought he was going to try to throw it. He was adjusting the ball. Good job by that young man getting the kickoff. Smart, too, by Tavon Kyle calling fair catch there because it messed up the blocking up front. He had a guy right in his face.
It'll be first and 10 for our Vikings at our own 43-yard line. Ball on the far side of the field. 9:30 to go here in the first half. Vikings leading 13-7. 13-6. 2 receivers near side, 2 far side. Michael Barrett, empty backfield. Gators have played a 6, almost a 7-man front most of the night, and it's cost them a couple of times.
Got a conversation on the far side. White Hat is over there with Coach for the Ware County Gators. Want a little explanation. White Hat runs over here, wants to tell Coach Mack something. Marty, we know how good he is. He's going to get right there and find out what the issue is.
Marty's close enough where he can hear. Good referee. Been knowing him for years.
We'll get you. Yeah, we'll get you an equipment parts supply sideline update in just 1 second. Go ahead, Marty.
Guys, he just said, hey, the coaches on the other side were very upset with that last play. Thought it should have been a face mask because the helmet came off. He explained that Gary's hand was on the shoulder pads, and it was just his wrist. As he went to slam him down, the helmet came off. He said he's just letting us know that, hey, he's not going to take it from the sideline.
Well, Marty, think of that equipment parts supply sideline update. Barrett back to pass, looking deep, downfield. Got him on the catch. Is the catcher, is he out of bounds? No, they say Miko Washington was out of bounds on the far side of the field.
Yeah, we're running a go route right there. Miko in great position to make the catch. Just a little bit thrown to his backside there. Carried him out of bounds. Good catch by Miko, just not able to make it in the field of play.
Make it second and 10 from our 43. Again, Vikings going right to left on the radio dial. We're on the far side of the field over here. Memorial Stadium. What the Gators call the swamp. Five-man front for the Gators. They walk those linebackers up inside. We've got Devon Kyle in motion to our side. Barrett rolls to our side of the field. Stops, looks, looks. Boy, he airs it out. He's got Geddy Brown, and there's going to be pass interference. Geddy Brown wide open. And the Gator defender, a smart play by the Gator defender, I think. You grab his arm, pull him down, because he's going to make the catch and trot it into the end zone.
To me, this is even a better play by Geddy. He was not able to get to the ball because it was thrown more towards the hashes. Geddy was on the sideline. He recognized that, tried to run to the ball, and the only person in the way was the defender, and the only thing he could do was pass interfere him there. Good job right there by Geddy Brown, making an adjustment on that play.
Absolutely, Taylor. Wes, I had a good angle on it. The ball was thrown inside. In college, that may not have even been thrown because it's not. I don't know that it was catchable. But Geddy made a play back for the ball, and the defender was in his way. High school catchable does not matter. It's interference. Good play there by Geddy to get the 15 yards. And to keep the chains moving for the Vikings.
Thank you, Marty, for that equipment parts supply sideline update. It does move the ball into Gator territory now.
Down to their 42-yard line. First and 10 for our Vikings with 9:14 to go here in the half. Vikings leading 13-6. Ball on the far hash mark. Lee in the backfield with Barrett. Barrett calls for the ball. He gives it to Lee. Lee runs. Oh, there's going to be a flag, and where it come from, watch for a hold.
Yeah, Lee running right there. Power off the left side. Flag comes in from the umpire position. Usually that's either hands to the face or a holding call. Holding it is.
It is. And it'll back it up 10 yards from there. Repeat, that'll be, did it happen at the line? We'll see. Did it happen at the line or behind the line of scrimmage?
It's a spot foul.
Yep. So that behind the line, they'll mark 10 yards from there. Nope, they take it back to the 47, so it happened at the line of scrimmage. So it'll be first and 20 as we are back up to our own 47-yard line. 9:07 to go here in the half. Vikings leading 13-6. J.D. Lee in motion toward us. Michael Barrett fakes it, keeps it right up the middle. Look at the big man run as he gets to the 50.
Yeah, we sent J.D. Lee out here in the flats. We faked the throw out to him. Michael runs it right up the middle, able to pick up a little bit on the play, get it back across midfield. Still going to be second and long.
Just inside Gator territory. Second and, you'd say, about 17 from there. Geddy Brown, receiver near side. We send the receiver to the far side. Tisdale in the backfield with Barrett.
Two tight end set here.
Again, they're showing a six-man front. Pitch out to this Tisdale around the left side. He gets wrapped up, and he'll go down at the 45-yard line. Trying to get him out in space and let him work on somebody, but they closed real quickly on him.
Yeah, we brought that extra tight end to get the block on the edge. Pitched it out to Tisdale, coming to the near side. Quick pitch there. Gets closer to the original line of scrimmage. Still going to be third and 13.
All the way at the 45-yard line. We're going to send Miko Washington and Marcus Gary to the far side. Brown and Tavon Kyle to the near side. Tisdale in the backfield. Gators in a three-man front. Three linebackers up tight. Now Tisdale to the far side to give us trips there. Again, he looks play action. Throws underneath to Tavon Kyle. Was looking for a little bubble screen. Throws it into the ground. Incomplete pass. And this will be fourth down, and we bring Tyson Shaw out to punt.
Yeah, we cleared the running back there out into the far side of the field, trying to open up the screen. and just not able to get the catch there. Ball was thrown pretty low, going to force a punt for the Vikings.
Gator kick returner number 7, that's Polk back deep. Waiting, Tyson Shaw waiting on the punt. He gets it away, nice high kick. It's at the 15, but it takes a Gator bounce back to the 17 where we down it there.
Yeah, they're getting a little pressure in on our punt there. It seems to be after Tyson kicks, it's got to short leg it there to bring it back so he doesn't get injured on that play from the punt rush.
Guys, very good test tonight for us. The Ware County Gators came to play. They're doing a great job. That's the first time I think we punted twice in the first half since the first game this year. So we're definitely in a war here, and the players know it. And it's time for us to step up and try to get them off the field again.
Marty, thank you for that equipment parts supply sideline update. 7:31 to go in the half. Vikings leading 13-6. Ware County, first and 10. And they give it to the up back. And I believe that would be number 40. That's 32, which is Bradley.
Devon Lane, number 43 for us. That sophomore linebacker in on the stop for the Vikings.
Will be 2nd and 9. Ball at the 18-yard line of the Ware County Gators. Gators left to right on your radio dial. Again, we stack guys in the line. Now we pull them out. O'Hare brings a man in motion towards us. Gives him to the ball on the jet sweep. He gets to the left side. Gets back inside against the grain. And he'll get back to the line of scrimmage and nothing else.
Yeah, key on that play there was sealing the edge. That jet sweep, we stepped up, sealed the edge, forced him back inside. Guys coming off the backside there could clean up the tackle. 3rd down and 8 for the Ware County Gators.
Give him a yard as they get out to the 19-yard line with 6:35 to go here in the first half. And our Vikings leading 13-6. O'Hare, single receiver near side, trips to the far side. We show blitz, now we back out of it. Now we come off the corner. O'Hare looking, there comes the blitz, and he's down he goes. Back around the 11-yard line.
Yeah, one thing I noticed on that play, number 46 for us, Jamari Hill kind of stumbled right there on his rush. He spun moves the guy on the far side, the tackle, and was able to get a move that was able to get a sack. Big third down stop. We got to win, keep winning the third down battle tonight.
We started doing that. Steely into the standing in his end zone to punt. We've got Devon Kyle and Drossier back deep. There's a snap. He gets it away toward Devon Kyle. Devon signals for fair catch. I think he made it at the 50, and that's where they're going to put him down at. At the 50-yard line with 5:39 to go here in the first half, and our Vikings leading 13-6.
Got 2 timeouts, plenty of time on the clock. Good field position here. Vikings needed to sustain a good drive here, get some momentum going in the second half because we do come out with the ball in the second half.
Tift is leading Fitzgerald 14-3. Of course, Colquitt plays the number 1 team from Virginia tomorrow.
Nothing like Saturday high school football.
Absolutely. Here come our Vikings. Michael Barrett. Marcus Geary, the up back. He's empty backfield. We've got a heavy right. They stack the line again. Barrett calls for the ball, looks quickly, throws out in the flats. Catcher made by Miko Washington on the far sideline. He's at the 45, a little 5-yard pitch and catch from Michael Barrett to Miko Washington.
Yeah, gave him a little space over there. Miko shows great size out there, 6'3", 160-pound senior. You got to respect him because he can beat you deep too. What that opens up is the 5-yard curls, little hitches, stuff like that where you make the good catch and get upfield. 2nd down and 5 for the Vikings.
Twins to the near side, twins to the far side. Again, play action, drops back and looks, downfield. It's Devon Kyle, makes the catch, and he walks into the end zone.
We've got a flag on the far side. Tavon Kyle, great job getting upfield. Flag has been thrown on the far side, so let's wait and see what that is. Tavon Kyle got inside possession, though. I'm able to make the big reception for a touchdown. Let's see if it stands.
Looking at the officials, they're talking about it right now. They brought the ball back. Michael Barrett walking over to see what it is. And an eligible receiver downfield. and eligible for our Vikings downfield, and it was on the far side of the field, and the play was made on the near side.
Yeah, an eligible man downfield going to negate the touchdown. So we're going to go from the original line of scrimmage, back us up.
Guys, he's saying that a receiver stepped up at the last second, so he was covered up and then went downfield. Generally, that's what that is. When you get that call on the outside, a lot of times what that is it's a receiver that's lined up wrong. And evidently, he said this receiver stepped up right before the play, was two men on the line out wide, and that was the call.
That'll make it now second and 10 back at the 50-yard line. Two receivers near side, single receiver far side. Barrett, empty backfield. Gators, five-man front, now six. Barrett keeps the quarterback keeper over the left side. He's across the 35 to 40. Michael Barrett is off to the races. Will they run him down from behind? Yes, they do at the one-yard line.
Yeah, horse collaring all day long. He should have a saddle right there because he's getting rode to the ground.
Where is the horse collar, guys?
Oh, my goodness. Horse collar. Michael Barrett says, that's all right. You take the TD off the board. I'll get us down inside the two-yard line. And that's exactly what Michael Barrett does on the quarterback draw. We were begging for it, but, man, that was a horse collar all day long.
All day long.
47 yards on the run by Michael Barrett, getting into the Ware County Gator first and goal.
Michael comes to the sidelines, gets the play. Here comes those Sons of Thunder. We'll go back to that wing tee. Strong to give it to Osby over the left side into the end zone. I believe it's going to be Osby when he comes out of that pile with the football. Yes, it is. Touchdown, Vikings.
Yeah, we are so good at that formation. Gary Osby, such a big, big guy running the ball. Ran off that left side there, Gary Osby. Let's see what we do here. We missed the extra point a minute ago. Are we going to go for two with the swinging gate, or are we going to kick? Yeah, we want to go for two here.
Yep. Oh, and I don't know, we got a flag before the snap.
Yeah, he might have picked the ball up before
illegal
he snapped
procedure.
It.
That's illegal exactly, procedure.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. He picked it up. So we may get an extra chance here at it.
Now, what position did you play in high school?
Long snapper.
Long snapper. And yeah. I tell you what, it people think it's just throwing the ball back there a long distance, but there's a lot to that, as we've seen from our long snapper.
Good flag football right there, too. Sometimes you pitch it out there. You can't pick it up. It's got to be one motion. It
yep.
can't be two motions. You can't pick it up and then throw it. It's got to all be one motion.
Now we're going to attempt the extra point. Palmer Henderson for the long snap. It's down. It's up. It's good. We'll take a 30-second break back after this.
And welcome back inside the CBC Bank press box. We are at 4:38 left in the second quarter. Vikings now lead 20-6 over the Ware County Gators as we will go to the kickoff with Tyson Shaw. Now over to Wes James.
No, Bill, give us that correction because I said the score wrong.
Yeah, 14-3 Fitzgerald leads Tipp County.
Leads Tipp. And you were talking about long snappers, and that's what Taylor was. And I'll say his name was Chip Osborne. I won't say how he's connected here, but Chip Osborne will tell you that a long snapper is an offensive lineman with skills.
Yeah. Tyson Shaw sets it down on the 40. He is going to be kicking into the wind again. We're going right to left. And so let's see if he can get in the end zone once again.
Jenkins and Gaynor back deep for the Gators. Tyson Shaw set to approach that football, and he does. And that ball will sail into the end zone. Let's go to Chuck Lawrence for the Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
All right, Wes, that drive was three plays, went 50 yards after a 48-yard run by Michael Barrett. Gary Osby rushed 2 yards for a Viking touchdown. Ashton Musgrove kicked a PAT to make it 20-6 Vikings with
4:38
left in the second quarter.
Chuck Lawrence, thank you for that Page Heating and Air Drive recap. Gators will take over first and 10 from their 20-yard line. Going from left to right on your radio dial, just a reminder, our Vikings will get the ball to start the second half. And they have sent two receivers far side, two receivers near side. O'Hare for the Gators in the shotgun. We're in a three-man front. Brings a man in motion towards us. Fakes a jet sweep, goes right. Look, and we've got some Vikings that said we're going to go marauding, plundering, and pillaring. And the quarterback, well, he paid for it.
Yeah, faked the jet sweep there. Ran right back in to our defensive front there.
Got
Lane,
that one
Lane,
yeah.
Yeah, Lane, the sophomore, stepping up. Devon Lane, 5'9", 189-pound sophomore. Filling a void right there for us. Stepped in for Will Tolbert.
Second and 12 back at the 18-yard line. Again, they spread them out. Empty backfield. There we come off the corner. He throws out in the flats. Catch made. Immediately hit up at the 25. But the quarterback paid for that one because we showed blitz off the corner, and he got drilled just as he got released that ball.
Yeah, pitch and catch right there by the Gators. Going to gain about 5 on the play is what they're calling it. Yes, 5 it is. Good open field tackling there by Tyson Shaw. Able to stop him. See if we can win another third down battle.
Third and 5. Again, 2 receivers near side. They go back to that offense. 3:30 to go here in the half. Vikings leading 20-6. Quarterback keeper, he gets hit at the 25. It'll be fourth down, and we'll see Victor Steedley, the Gator punter, once more.
Once again, Wes, Devon Lane, sophomore linebacker, came up, made the open field tackle. Going to have plenty of time here after the punt to maybe try to do something, get some more points on the board before half.
And Drossier and Tavon Kyle back deep. Steedley standing at his 10. 9 men up on the line of scrimmage. Waiting on the snap. Still waiting. 10 seconds to go on the play clock. There it is. It's low. Bounces on the ground between his legs. He's got nothing to do but pick it up. Tries to get it away. And it's a scrib kick, and it rolls all the way out to midfield. Look at it roll. Look at it roll all the way down to our 44-yard line.
Yeah, the punter paid the price there on that kick. He picked it up, went to kind of really baseball-style kick it. No, that doesn't really make sense, but wasn't soccer style. I mean, just picked it up and kind of twirled around, almost like a baseball bat.
Rugby.
Thank
the word you're looking for. Rugby.
Thank you.
And
but he did that with his back to the. I mean, it was rugby style, but his back was to everybody, and so really just got his foot around. Huge kick right there, though. 31 yards out past midfield.
Marty, thank you for that equipment, parts, supply, sideline, rugby update. 2:31 to go in the half. Vikings leading 20-6. First and 10 from our own 44-yard line. Ball on the far hash mark. Twins to the near side. Twins to the far side. Gators, 6-man front. Barrett calls for the ball. Play action. Look, keeps it, rolls this way. They're chasing him. Tucks the ball, starts to run, cuts back outside. He just runs over people. He just runs over people as he fights his way out to the 49-yard line.
Michael Barrett has a special way of making something out of nothing. I think we were wanting to pass it deep there. He saw the penetration off the right side, rolled to his left, really made lemonade out of lemons there. Michael Barrett. Second and 5.
Guys, Wes is right, too. He runs over people. He has a way of kind of letting up and gets them on their heels, and then he lowers that shoulder and just runs through people.
Thank you, Marty, for that equipment, parts, supply, sideline update. Second and 6 from the 49. Barrett drops straight back. Looks, those. He's got a man open on the far side of the field, and we dropped the ball. It was Getty Brown.
Sometimes the hardest catches to make are the ones when you're so wide open that nobody can even hear what you're saying. He was so wide open after the pump fake. Getty Brown had all day to think about it. Just dropped the play.
Mm-hmm. So it'll be 3rd and 6 from the 49, from our 49-yard line. Ball on their hash mark. Vikings right to left on your radio dial. 1:43 to go here at a half, and our Vikings leading 20-6. Barrett calls for the ball. They jump into the neutral zone. There's a flag.
Yeah, should be enough for the first down. It's going to be close. We'll see.
Now, why is he? We saw the guy jump, but now he's calling in the official from the far side. Check with him. A legal procedure against our Vikings.
Yeah, jumped in. The guy on the near side threw the flag. Marty, were you right there to hear what he said?
He said one of our guys crouched, and that drew him offside.
Had nothing to do with the hard count we've been so good at.
He said one of our guys crouched. I don't know that he did.
That takes it back to the 44, 3rd and 10 from there. We send Travis Tisdale in motion to the far side. They show blitz off the far side. There it comes. Barrett turns the kick, and he throws it in the ground, and
incomplete pass.
Incomplete pass. Smart play.
Yeah, they're talking. Oh, here comes the flag for intentional grounding.
Guys, I think they missed the call before this, but I think that one was probably a good call. Six was on the outside, but it did not look like he was trying to get it to six. He just threw it straight in the dirt.
Michael was trying to make a guy miss in the backfield. Penetration off that far side. Came in hot. Going to be intentional grounding. Loss of down on the play for the Vikings.
Great play there by 35. I believe that's Jones for... Is that Jones or Crowder or Cobb for Ware County? Another Deloach Body Works impact player making a play.
That takes it back to the 30-yard line where we'll punt from there. Fourth and 24 with a minute 24 to go here in the half. The Vikings leading 20-6. Not the best half of football we've seen. Tyson Shaw gets it away. Nice kick. Hits. Bounces across the 40, the 35, the 30. They back away from it and we'll down it at the 30-yard line.
Yeah, Tyson... got the punt away. Pressure was coming in on him. I would have liked to have seen us use a little more of the play clock there. We snapped it with about 15 or 16 seconds on the clock. Ware County's going to take over first and 10, a minute and eight to go in the half with two timeouts.
Now, since that early in that first quarter, halfway through the first quarter, our defense has stepped up. They have stopped that option play. They have stopped that
jet
getting
sweep.
Outside, that jet sweep. They haven't been able to throw the ball very effectively. Let's see what they do here. Like you say, we're just a little over a minute to go. Now we show blitz. We back out of it. O'Hare with twins left, twins right, low snap. Again, he drops back and looks. Tries to air it out. And off the fingertips of their receiver. Great defense. There's a great defense by defensive back number 23, I believe.
22, Terrell Belcher in there. Really just stuck his hand up at the last moment to get the ball out of the reach of the receiver. Good arm strength there by the quarterback for the Ware County Gators, but even better closing on the ball there by number 22, Terrell Belcher.
That stops the clock with 1 minute and 2 seconds to go here in the half. Second and 10. The ball at the Ware County 30. Our defense moving around just a little bit. O'Hare again. He drops straight back looking. There they come. He steps up in the pocket, and he'll get 2 yards, and he'll pay dearly for those 2 yards.
Clock is still running. Here comes the flag. Late flag. We'll see what the call is. A little bit of extracurricular activity.
Guys, the official threw it and turned immediately to look at the Ware County offensive line. So I think this is going to be on them. I think that I didn't see anything physical. I think it might have just been something verbal because he threw the flag and turned immediately to the Ware County offensive line and had something to say to them.
We'll see what it is.
He comes over and is talking to Randy Mack. Explaining it to him. And coach says, back him up.
And that foul was offensive against the Gators.
He said it was with the clock running, so that must not have been dead ball. So I'm not sure what he called.
But it's a 15-yard penalty. They back him up, back him all the way back to the 17-yard line.
Correction, he said clock was running, so it was after the play. It was a dead ball call.
That's third and a taxicab ride for the Ware County Gators. Third and 23 with 49 seconds to go here in the half, and our Vikings leading 20-6. He sends trips to the far side, single receiver near side, looks to the sideline, says something to his running back. We show blitz, now we back out. He gives it to the up back who gets hit. No, he's still on his feet. Skipping and dancing, gets to the outside across the 25, the 30, the 35, the 40. Down the sidelines, able to block in the back on our sideline, but nobody called it. He gets way down inside Viking territory to the 32-yard line.
We had him pinned back deep. He really just stayed with it, bounced it outside. Big pickup on the play, 51 yards. Into Viking territory. Ball's placed down at the 32-yard line. 35 seconds to go, along with two timeouts for the Gators.
Well, there was a block in the back right here in front of our bench. Our guy went sprawling on the ground. There's a snap from O'Hare. Back looking, throws, trying to throw deep into the end zone and just overthrows everybody. And that'll stop the clock with 24.2 seconds to go.
Yeah, they were looking for the end zone there. running the go routes with three receivers. Walker Schwab showing a lot of pressure right there.
You took the words out of my mouth, Taylor. He had all day to throw it, but when he finally did, Walker Schwab was in his grill, and a great play there by Walker. I think he felt that coming on, and that's why he just threw it up.
Second and 10 for the Gators at our 32-yard line. O'Hare, the quarterback for the Gators, with Bradley right to his right. Trips to the far side, single receiver near side. There's a snap. We come off the corner, still on his feet. There's a hole. He wrestles him to the ground, and it's a pass incomplete at the 20. Now the referee throws the flag.
Yeah, Will Tolbert coming off that left side. There was a lot of contact there. Should be dinner and a movie with that much contact. And Will Tolbert gets the holding call. We're going to back him up from the 38-yard line. Make it a long, long third down.
And Taylor, that was so obvious. As Tolbert rolled around him, he just reached out and grabbed him by the waist and just tackled him.
Guys, great play there by Will Tolbert, and I want to give some credit to Devon Lane. He's come in and played well this game, and that's allowed Tolbert to get some rest. It's allowed our linebackers to change. That depth is always a good thing when you got young guys that can step in and play and give other guys rest. And Will's in there now rested and ready to pin his ears back and go after the quarterback.
Yeah, third down, second down and forever, 27 yards is what they're calling it, 17.6 seconds.
Marty, thank you for that equipment, parts, supply, sideline update. Ball on the near hash mark back at our 49-yard line. Third and 27. Tavon Kyle in at defensive back. They make the snap. We come again. He throws out, and a ball almost intercepted. Oh, man, number 22. He had his hands on it, and when he did, he had about 65 yards of real estate in front of him.
Terrell Belcher saw it, read it perfectly, broke on it, was there to make the catch. He was the only guy that could have made the catch, and he could have walked backwards into the end zone for 60 yards if he would have caught it. Just not able to come down with the play. Third down.
Third, and for some reason I was thinking it was fourth. It's third down and 27. From the 49-yard line.
12.9 seconds left in the half.
Trips to the far side. Single receiver near side. O'Hare in the shotgun. We're in a four-man front. Now five. Now we back out. There he comes. Throws out. Ball tipped. Oh, it's up in the air. And it's caught by the Ware County receiver. Still on his feet. Oh, what are they saying? Now,
he caught it out of bounds.
Caught it out of bounds.
We tipped it. It went really high up in the air. The receiver for the Gators came down with it, but I guess his foot was out of bounds when he made the catch. He was off to the races, though, if he was in bounds.
And that will be fourth down. Now, we can't see this because the way this lighting is not the best lighting over here. And as crowded as it was on the far side of the field, we couldn't see that he was out of bounds when he caught it.
Yeah, we're low here, too, as well. Fourth down. You're either going to be quick kicking it here or you're going to be taking one more shot of the end zone with 4.6 seconds to go.
I imagine I'd go to the end zone. Trips to the near side. O'Hare, again, looking. And he throws way downfield, ball up in the air, and we knock it away. We actually intercept it back into the end zone, but that's the end of the first half.
Let's go down to Marty for our interview with Coach Mack.
Coach, it was a tough first half, but you take a 20-6 lead in the halftime.
Yeah, man. All right, we're playing hard. More points, though. You know, I had one called back, dropping passes. They're playing hard, though. You know what I mean? Ware's got a lot of fight. Now, this thing ain't over.
Absolutely. Of course, you deferred. You won the coin toss, deferred, so you get the ball second half. What do you tell your team at halftime?
You know, first of all, you know, you're trying to get me to say the same thing over and over. I know what you're doing, but, yeah, if they don't score, we win the game.
Absolutely, Coach. He got me, guy. He's on to me.
He's on to you.
Thank you, Marty, for that Deloach Body Works coach's interview. Vikings do take a second-half lead, 20-6. We'll be right back after this seven-minute break.
And welcome back inside the CBC Bank press box. This is the Benefit Advisors of Georgia and Valdosta Insurance Services halftime report. As our Vikings lead the Ware County Gators 20-6, and joining me here in the booth is Taylor Stubbs and Chuck Lawrence. Guys, this is a game, as you guys been down there on the stats, it looked kind of dangerous there that first couple of drives. Ware County rattled off a 13-play drive. Talk about that, guys.
Yeah, I have to admit, I was a little scared the way this game started.
Yep.
I mean, we've got a lead, but not – I mean, we got a two-touchdown lead, and that's it.
Yep. It's not a comfortable lead.
No, not compared – not with what – I mean, this is what scares me. is Ware has got 23 rushes for 170 yards.
Yeah, and we haven't broken 100.
No, we're at 10 rushes for 75 yards, and Ware's got a team. They're you know, I've heard people talking on all y'all killing this week, y'all, and I'm like, well, you know, that's what you put the pads on for to play the game, and they came to play.
Yeah, now you've been down there, Taylor, on the computer. And all of a sudden, you know, it just seems like they're just racking these things off down there.
You're exactly right. You know, they're breaking big play after big play, but so is Lounge. You know, we had two big pass plays that led us to touchdowns. But, like me and Chuck has said, this game is going by quick.
Yeah, it really has the first half. One of the things I've been most impressed about with the Viking defense is the adjustments they've made. After that 13 play drive, we haven't seen that other than when a play breaks down.
Yep.
When we saw the long run there on that third and long down here right before the half, it was a broken play.
Well, it's one thing like we've talked about from the onset was the bend don't break.
Yeah.
And that's what they've done tonight. They started off slow, gave up those, like we were talking about, those runs, but they got together down there on the sideline, figured some things out, and besides a broken play here, broken play there, they've really shut them down.
Yeah, we've learned to work side to side defensively and worry about that toss pitch, the option. And we've been able to, after that first drive, make the adjustment, calm down, and we've made great tackles. Behind the line, they cannot stretch it out far enough now, and our Vikings are right there.
You're exactly right. Tamir Moore has 5 tackles on the night, and I believe he is our leading tackler.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say, one of the things that I've really been impressed with this team this year is the adjustments.
Yep.
Not at half. I'm talking about series by series by series, how they adjust and get better and better and better through the game.
Yeah, if you go to a game and you sit up high and you look down, you'll see a couple televisions down there on the sideline. These are televisions that are coming directly from the video cameras that are right now. We're in the end zone and we're on the other side, and those are direct feeds. We are seeing and making adjustments in game on the fly. There are guys with iPads up here. We're in the booth with the coaches. I'm seeing the iPads. They are working from the very moment of the last play, looking at those replays and going forward. It's a great tool.
This is the first time I don't know about Taylor, but this is the first time I've been this close to the coaches.
Yeah.
You know, and there's a lot of feedback goes on between the sideline and up here. And it's like you said, every play, every down, they're doing something.
Constant chatter. They're staying with the coaches on the sideline, staying with each other, staying in touch, letting them know the formations, who's coming in, what's not. And so they're ready to change it up right then and there.
They are. Guys, we're going to take another break here on the Benefit Advisors of Georgia and Valdosta Insurance Services halftime as the Ware County Gator Band comes out onto the field. We come back, we'll get you prepared for the second half. Vikings lead 20-6. We'll be back after this 5-minute break. You're listening to the Viking Radio Network on 99.5 Kix Country. And welcome back inside the CBC Bank Press Box. This is the Benefit Advisors of Georgia and Valdosta Insurance Services halftime show. Our Vikings lead 20-6 over the Ware County Gators as the Ware County Gator Band out on the field. About 3 minutes showing on the play clock, on the clock there, as they'll finish up the halftime. The players will come out. We'll get another 3-minute warm-up period as the players get out there on the field as well. We saw the Lowndes High Georgia Bridgemen out there. They've got a contest tomorrow. They'll be driving up to Milledgeville tomorrow afternoon for a contest up there. So best of luck to the Lowndes High Georgia Bridgemen as they get out there. I tell you what, I've always admired the band from a distance, but now having a child that's been in the band now the last 4 years, you really realize how much work actually goes into that.
You know, I got over early today and had to go. I went to the Olive Garden 8, and the girl that was waiting on me recognized my. She's like
better
shirt.
Than Wendy's. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. And she's like, "Oh my God, y'all have got the best band. I want to go see y'all's band. That's all I want to do is go see y'all's band." That's all she talked about was the band. And then the other waitress joined in, and everybody talked about the band, the band, the band.
Well, it is. And the Viking football team's been fun to watch this year, too,
yeah.
As our Vikings lead 20-6. Not what we've been used to the first 5 games. I mean, we're thinking halftime ready to run the clock in the second half. But this is a very good Ware County football team.
And it's the kind of test that we've been talking about we needed.
You're exactly right. It's to see what we're made of, because I like these type of games as long as we're on the side we're on right now.
Yeah. The winning side of it, yeah. Yeah, because we've been needing a test. Everything's been blowouts. Like
well, they have, and I think Coach McPherson talked about it at the Lounge High Randy McPherson Coaches Show Tuesday from the mill. He just, you know, he talked about, you know, we've had a lot of young players get in and play, but that may have been the last time. Now, maybe next week, but we're going to have to learn to play 48 full minutes. And that means from the starters, from start to finish, tonight's going to be that night. We played a very good first half. What adjustments are we making to control and contain the offense for Ware County as we already have in early in the second quarter? But how do we stay on top of that?
One adjustment I'd like to see is on special teams. They've had two punts that have rolled to the punter.
Yep.
One's rolled to the punter, and he's also made a jump. He
dunked the ball
to catch it, and he's been able to get both punts off. I'd like to see more pressure on the punter.
I think our coaches up here in the box have done a phenomenal job mixing it up. 10 rush, 11 pass, 21 plays. You know, that's a great mix.
It's a great balance, absolutely.
Continue what we're doing, keep pounding it at them, and it opens up that long pass.
Yeah, it really does. And we've been very fortunate. I mean, we saw the one got called back, a great pass to Tavon Kyle. It got called back on a illegal downfield. And I heard the coaches say to my left here, as the other coaches were talking downstairs, they said, be prepared. We're going back to that play. Michael Barrett on a pump fake throws it down. The safety comes underneath. He throws it over the top of the safety on Tavon Kyle running on a post pattern. And, I mean, he just comes right underneath the ball. It was as pretty a pass play and touchdown play as you'll see. Unfortunately, we get the call.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and that's something else I think that we really need to make some adjustments to is penalties. And I was looking down there. Do we have those right there? Yeah, six penalties for 25 yards.
35,
excuse me, and four for 40 against Ware. So both teams not playing very sharp football right now.
Yeah, we've had a couple that we questioned. I think the coaches questioned a little more than us. They saw more than what we did. But, yeah, I'd like to see a cleaner game. And I'm like Taylor, the special teams, you know, they just about every snap to the punter is fumbled.
Yeah.
And he's making some acrobatic kicks back there. There's no doubt about that.
He really is. I'm excited to see this second half, see how our Vikings continue to battle. We're going to take our final 60-second break here on the Benefit Advisors of Georgia and Valdosta Insurance Services halftime show. When we come back, it'll be Wes James and Taylor Biddle to bring you all the live action for the second half. Vikings lead 20-6. We'll be right back after this 60-second break.